There's a lot of disagreement over what the true status, the true numbers of bluefin tuna are in the Atlantic. And I, for one, don't necessarily agree with the assumption that these fish are endangered. In fact, our 17 years of research have shown us that catch statistics are not really great at portraying how many fish are out there. And it's far better to do things that are not based on just how fast fishermen catch them. We think there are signs that bluefin tuna are more prevalent than some believe. We see them with our own eyes, but what we do witness are changes in where the fish are. So, for example, when we had hundreds and hundreds of schools of giant bluefin tuna here in the 1990s, and we know it because we had spotter pilot surveys and we counted the fish, that pattern changed in about 2003 and has continued. What we're witnessing are schools of giants shifting further and further offshore and further to the north against an influx of what we used to consider the sort of the warmer water tuna, the juvenile bluefin. So are we seeing changes related to climate change and ocean warming? Does that account for what looks like a dispersal of schools of giant bluefin out of our waters and into more northerly waters or offshore waters on sort of the optimistic side against sort of the shift in where the giants are? We're seeing lots and lots of juvenile bluefin, and I think that bodes well for the future. But what is also needed is other parts of the Atlantic, for example, you know, overfishing the Mediterranean. Other countries and fishing nations have to be brought to the same conservation standards that we're all having, and there has to be a real will to follow sustainable fishing quotas. And that's where we're at right now. We're at the brink, we're at the crisis point, and I think that the answer is better information and logical approaches to knowing where we're at. In other words, if we're going to, let's say, put a hold on fishing, how are we going to understand what the status of the population is? Are we going to invest in more research to have better information so that we know when things are better and, let's say, stocks are rebuilt? They're going to have to be side by side. You can't just stop fishing. You've got to know, all right, well then, how many fish are there and how are we doing with rebuilding plans?